Welcome back to Around the Walker's Table. Have you ever wondered what to do when someone, maybe even your pastors, tells you to read your Bible and you know you have one, but you really don't know how it came to be or if you're reading the right one or is there a right one? So we're going to do a mini series, essentially, looking at some different features within the Bible, as well as translations and some study helps that will help guide in that way, especially in this time where you may be without a Bible study or without some of your normal guided material that you would normally use. And so getting back to our Bible and looking at what is really there. And so today we'll be talking about translation. Because of where we are in Southeast Colorado and where our churches are, we are focusing on English translations that are easily available in the United States of America. We are not going to go into deep theory or tell you the best French translation of the Bible, because that's not super applicable to where we are.
So there's really two basic types of Bibles. And the first is what you call a literal translation or a word-for-word translation. And that is, for example, the New Revised Standard Version. Now, this is the version that I use. This particular Bible right here, this brown-covered one, you've attended Wiley and McClave, you have seen me preach from this, because this is the Bible that I use for my sermon preparation, or the translation I use for my sermon preparation. I use it for all of my study work. And why it's called a word-for-word, or a literal translation, is that it is taking the word in Greek or Hebrew and translating it as best possible, word, you know, by word, into English. And for if you're trying to study the text, know really what the text is saying, a word-for-word translation, I feel, is best. It's getting you as close as possible to the original language that you can do with a translation. With all translations, not just with the Bible, but if we were going from Spanish into English or Mandarin into English, not all phrases and words are direct analogs for one another. They're not just direct across. So folks have to translate. But with the word for word, the scholars who do the translation do the best that they can, capturing the essence and understanding of that word directly into English. Now, there's another type of translation, if you hand me the blue cover one there, and that is called a paraphrase. And that would be a translation, or a translation I would recommend using if you are reading the Bible. Like if you're on a plan that is reading like the whole Bible in a month or so, a paraphrase I feel is more helpful for that, because it's taking the thoughts that's found in the Hebrew or the Greek and taking those thoughts and putting them, you know, thought for thought into English. What that does, it makes the text more readable, more like reading, you would say, a novel or a story. And it's just a little more accessible, particularly if you're reading for long periods and you're wanting to capture the whole essence, say, of a book of the Bible, like a capture the essence of, say, Matthew or of Jeremiah, and not necessarily go into the fine details. I'd recommend that. And one that you may have heard of before is Eugene Peterson did The Message, and that's what this is here. This is actually, this exact one is a parallel with The Message and the New International Version, which the NIV is closer to the NRSV in being a word-for-word type of translation. But with the Message, and there's also the Living Bible, I believe, those are paraphrases. Great for study if you're reading, you know, whole books at a time, or if you're sitting in your easy chair reading, or devotional reading, really helpful for that. And then there is a kind of a third category, sort of, that kind of straddles both worlds. And that, for example, is the Common English Bible. It's highly readable because it uses some of the thought for thought process, but it also gives a high priority on capturing the word for word. So it really straddles the two spheres of translation of the word for word that you have, like in the New Revised Standard Version, with the readability of a paraphrase where it's doing the thought for thought type of translation. Now, this is a little conversation we're having here is very much quick overview to Bible translations, to paraphrases. If you have more questions about that, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We can help you, pick a Bible translation that works best for you. Or if there is questions you have about what are the source materials for a particular translation, we can help you with that as well, and help you just get into the Bible more, to learn, to grow in our faith. So those are some quick thoughts on the differences on Bibles. Anything else, Pastor Christina?
Did we want to pray?
Yeah, I think we should pray out. So let's go ahead and do that. So Pastor Christina, would you pray us out?
Right. Let us pray. Lord, we are so thankful that you inspired these words, that you gave us scripture to go to. And we are so thankful to have translation and all of that work that has happened through time to make sure that we have your word readable in our language that we understand, and that we can continue to grow in your word by reading and studying those words in the Bible, in our own way, in our own language, in a way we hear and understand. Be with us as we go from this place, go on to our next task, as we take your word with us in our hearts. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be back next week with another installment as we dig deeper into the Bible.